Jacksonville High School teacher Steve Ingram attended the live taping of Community Thread and asked the panel of experts this question.
How can the students groups who are currently proactive get involved in the community discussion?
He says the debate about art education's relationship with harder subjects like science and math is one that's usually argued over by adult academics. But his Socratic Seminar Club is taking it up in their after-school meetings.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of the arts inclusion? Does anyone have a point of view?
He says the completely voluntary club is more than just a way for kids to kill time before their parents pick them up.
Asking them to question each other, we accentuate critical thinking, critical listening skills, and collaboration skills.
Ingram poses questions on a variety of controversial subjects. Nothing is off limits. So when he brings up the STEAM versus STEM question, he's a bit surprised by the passion on both sides.
Today, I did a science experiment with a group and we communicated. We were assigned a task and we had to figure out how to solve it, and then we did, together.
Okay, that works for you, right? Yeah. I know it's surprising to you, but not everybody in this world thinks like you. Not everybody in this world can learn things the way you do.
Some students, like senior Alex Tony, think public schools should spend shrinking budgets teaching more practical skills, while sophomore Asta Singha argues science and math aren't inherently more useful than art. But Tony wants to be a lawyer, a career that requires a lot of so-called soft skills, like communication, logic, and ethics. Sinha says his choice of study proves her point. Tony disagrees.
You can apply logical principles, which you learn in math and science, to laws, right?
Do you not think you can learn those things in art classes, in writing classes, in things like that? Do you not think you need, like, a strong creative background and a strong ability to write and to express things and communicate? And that's not always something you can learn in sciences.
In the end, the students don't exactly reach a consensus, but they do agree on one point. Artistic creativity can enhance science, just as a strong sense of math can help in the creation of art. Where that balance lies is still up for debate, and their teacher, Mr. Ingram, says he'll continue the conversation. Hopefully, he says, the students will also widen their after-school circle.
And we also seek out opportunities in community outreach to go and visit or to invite other schools to come here and bring in other communities of students to talk with us so that we expand the base.
Ingram, who has both an art history degree and law degree, says he hasn't come out firmly on one side of the debate or the other. But he says he's learned just as much as he's taught by bringing the question out of the political realm and into the classroom. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.